The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen. We'll never
fail. In your name, O Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. La baratoski paratoska, shikele brokoto rabaita kabaya. We thank you, Lord. We declare the blood. 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 We are justified by the blood. We are cleansed by the blood. We are washed in the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. We declare 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 the blood. We enter by the blood. We enter by the blood. We begin by the blood. We begin with the blood of Jesus. We enter. We enter like Isaac. We enter as seed of Abraham, as the covenant children. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. To you be the glory this morning. To you be the worship this morning. To you be the honor this morning. To you be the adoration this morning. Hallelujah. Lepa kaba rabasa ipakara moshi kele brokoto rabaita ma kaba li kretos kataya baba. Hallelujah. Le breketeke ba antele ba shika le babo rakata kaba itale besheke ba otala ba shande. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I say resurrection. Good morning to each and every one of us. Precious and highly favored sons and daughters of God Almighty, I welcome you especially this morning to Power for Today. Power for Today. Today is the 29th day of the month of April 2024. The month of April is Nisan, is the first month in the Jewish calendar. The Kairos year, God's appointed year, the year that God gave to the Jews, which is also our year. So we are just ending the first month in the Kairos year. Tomorrow we are ending the first month with a very mighty crossover. So I welcome you once again to Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God, House of Destiny, located at Kotobabi, down near Ebony Hotel. As usual, I'm God's servant, Delali Boja, be assisted by Gladys and Boja Worldwide, our technician. This morning, we are praying still on invoking the finished work against the system. Now, when I talk about the system, I'm talking about the system of the beast. I'm talking about the system of the serpent. The system of the beast. The system of the serpent. The secular system. That's the system that is being operated now. The system under which we live is not God's system. It's not theocratic system. It's not theocratic system at all. But we are to live theocratic system in any system. As a child of God, as a seed of Abraham, our father in faith, Abraham himself, he lived in the system of the Ur of the Chaldeans. God called him out, and then he continued to live under different systems. But wherever Abraham lived, Abraham was almost the richest person. That was why in Hebrews chapter 14, verse 13, they call him the Hebrew. The Hebrew. When a messenger went to tell Abraham about what is happening to Lot, where Lot, his nephew, was living, Sodom and Gomorrah. Yes. When some nations came together to fight against them, and then a messenger was sent to Abraham, the Hebrew. Abraham, the Hebrew. It means somebody who is living, or somebody who came from across the other side. The other side, by the philosophical thought, the deep thought of that designation given to Abraham was that a person who operates a strange system, a strange system. Beloved child of God, you are so strange. You are operating a strange system. Abraham prospered in any system. No system was able to overcome Abraham. No system could stop Abraham's prosperity or advancement or progress. The same applied to his son Isaac. Isaac in Gerar, when people were running away, but Isaac alone, because of the covenant. Jacob, yes, with his uncle Laban, who cheated him, altered his salary 10 times, reduced his salary 10 times. Jacob left his uncle as a prosperous man. God gave him a dream. In that system, Jacob prospered. Joseph prospered in Egypt. Israel prospered in Egypt. It continued and continued and continued. David, Solomon, and all. Beloved, this is a great revelation. Do you know why Christians and children of God are still limited? We are living like the system. We are thinking like the system. We are talking like the system. Things are difficult. The economy is bad. So, so, and so. It doesn't mean we shouldn't talk like that. We should rather say, devil, even in this system, whatever you do, I am prospering. Whatever you do, I am succeeding. Whatever you do, I am increasing. You cannot stop me. My business will grow. My so-and-so will grow. My this. That is how we should talk. That's how we should think. That's how we should live. Because we are covenant children. Our covenant is ultimate. We are connected to Abraham through Christ, according to Galatians 3:29, and also connected to Jesus through the cross, the highest. That's why we are invoking and commanding the system this morning. In fact, the lady pastor, we're just discussing something. Let me just read the scripture before. Of course, we know in John chapter 19, verse 30, it's a common this thing that we have used and used and used. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. I also want to read, of course, 1 John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, where I read in King James, 1 John 3, 8. First, I'm going to say a few things. 1 John 3:8. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. For this purpose, because the devil started sinning, the devil started manifesting iniquity. That was the I will. In Isaiah 14 from verse 12 to 14, the five I will be like God, I will ascend, I will do this. That was iniquity. Iniquity was in his internal generation. Iniquity is not wickedness. Some versions translate this as wickedness. No, iniquity is the mother of evil, of sin. Iniquity is a mystery. Iniquity is internally generated. And this iniquity was the sin that Jesus was manifested to come and destroy. That is Satan's authority, not his power. Satan's power is his nature. His nature. His nature. Very deceptive. Very cunning. Very wicked. Opposing anything of God. Standing against anything of God. That is his nature. God didn't come to destroy Satan. Jesus was not manifested to destroy Satan's nature, which is his power. But he came to destroy his authority. His authority. His right to use that power. His right to use that power. That was how Jesus was manifested in the flesh to come and destroy. And in Mark chapter 11, verse number 23. Mark 11, verse number 23. Jesus said to us, Mark 11, verse number 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. This was the system that Jesus was. This mountain is the system of the beast, is the system of the serpent, the system that stands against the church, the evil and wicked system that stands against believers. By now you are aware that when Satan was cast out of heaven, according to Revelation chapter 12, from verse 7 to 17, when he was cast out, when he lost his place in heaven, he came down with fury. Heaven rejoiced, but on the dwellers of the earth, woe was given to us. It is a woe to us. Why? Because Satan is gone down to you, and he's full of what? Fury, anger, hatred, bitterness against who? The woman, Israel. The woman and the baby she carries, Jesus. And against the followers, first the offspring of the woman, the Israelites, and then those who uphold to the testimony of Christ, Christians, you and I. We are the number one target of the devil, child of God, in your family, at your workplace, in that office, in that neighborhood. You are Satan's number one target. I'm telling you, you are Satan's number one target. Now, if you are living a secular world, if you are living his ways, you have no problem with him. If you are living Satan's ways, you have no problem with him. He will deal with you normally. Yes. But the day he wants to kill you, he kills you. He catches you like a chicken, slaughters you. The day he wants to do anything against you, he does it. Because you are living his way. And because you are living his way, you have given him full access into your life, and especially your past. You know, when you become born again, according to Psalm 103 verse 12, Psalm 103 verse 12, the way the east is from the west, so has God removed our sins or transgressions. When Jesus hung on the cross, his back and his front, they mean two things. His back means your past. Yes. He blocked your past. He wiped away your past, so that Satan can never use your past against you. So in Christ, your past has been eternally deleted. That's the word. Eternally deleted. Somebody need to write this. In Christ, your past has been eternally deleted. The only way that Satan gets key, in fact, you revive your past, when you begin to live and talk and think like your past, then you are reviving your past. You are re-downloading your past. You are calling your past back. and giving Satan easy access into your past. Where he hang in front of him is your future. Your tomorrow has been redeemed. Your tomorrow has been paid for. All the anything that will happen to you tomorrow, it has already been paid for. That's why the Bible says that as the hope of glory. How do we call that scripture? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, a glorious hope. In Christ, we have a glorious hope, a glorious tomorrow. My brother, my sister, precious son and daughter of God, I want you to know that your future is glorious. Irrespective of whatever you are going through, your future is glorious. So Satan came to establish a system. By now you know. You understand. The system we are living in is the system of the serpent, the system of the beast, which has become the secular system. Unfortunately, the church has cooperated and compromised with the secular system. The secular system always finds a culture, a tradition to work through. The secular system works through our minds. It works through our thoughts. Yes, our thoughts, imaginations. Yes, all the philosophies, whatever we study in university and all that, they are the secular system. They are not theocratic. The Bible is our everything. Child of God, think the Bible, talk the Bible, live the Bible with the help of the Holy Spirit. Now, child of God, I want you to understand that even in this system, we are masters of the system. I want you to know, you are, first of all, Jesus was manifested. The reason why Jesus came, Jesus' number one focus was Satan, to destroy his authority. Look, any place that Satan shows up, God also shows up. Even when the people are not born again, it really pains God that the creation he created, Adam sold it. Adam sold it. Adam sold it willingly. He sold it to Satan. That was why when Satan was tempting Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 and 9, Matthew 4, 8 and 9, he took him to the highest mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. All the kingdoms of the world. And Satan said, if only you can bow down and worship me, I will give them to you. If only you can bow down and worship me, I will give all these kingdoms to you. Look at that. Who gave it to Satan? Adam. Adam. Adam gave them to Satan. Yes. Again, the devil takes him up into an exceeding high mountain and show him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Verse 9, Matthew 4, and says unto him, all these things I will give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Who gave them to Satan? Adam. Adam. Adam gave his authority. Adam gave his position. Adam gave out his privileges. That was why Jesus came. Jesus came to destroy the authority of Satan and then take the authority, the power, the position, the rights, and the privileges that he stole from Adam through Adam's recklessness, carelessness, and disobedience to the word of God. Jesus came to take that and restore and give it back to you and I. So now, after the resurrection, this scripture is useless now. After the resurrection, this scripture is useless. Satan doesn't own anything again. Satan doesn't own the kingdoms of the world again. Yes, he is ruling over them still. He's ruling over them still. And what Satan is ruling over, he has power. He has power to give it to people who serve him. Yes, he has power to give it to people who do what? Who serve him. But now, you have been put back in the position of Adam. And even you and I, we are greater than Adam. Because in Adam, the Holy Spirit didn't live in Adam. The kingdom didn't live in Adam. But you and I, we are living with the Holy Spirit in us. So we are greater than Adam. So Jesus came for two reasons. I mean, his focus was two. Number one focus is Satan, to destroy his authority, take back what he stole from Adam, and then restore it to Adam. Number two is mankind, you and I, man. Jesus came to change our position. Jesus came to change our position. Jesus came to restore us back to our original state. In fact, in Genesis chapter 1 and Revelation chapter 5, these two scriptures, anytime you read Genesis chapter 1, verse number 28, you should also read Revelation chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. And God blessed them, Genesis 1, 28, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Every living thing that moves upon the earth, including Satan. So God made Adam the master of Satan. But Satan cunningly swerved Adam, came out of Adam's authority, and rather brought Adam under him. But Jesus has come to reverse and bring us back to that position. So in Revelation chapter 5, verse 8 and 9, and when he had taken the book, verse 9 and 10, but actually Revelation chapter 5, you read from verse 1, you get it. And they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou was slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings, let me add queens, and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. We shall reign on the earth. We shall reign on the earth. You know, I woke up around 2 o'clock. That's when the Professor Rima comes to me. And I was just meditating and praying. Then he started teaching me. And there is a research he has given me to make. Now, Gladys, you said something. It's very real. You know, the lady pastor, we're just talking. I think before we slept, we prayed. And then, God bless you. I think I have to give you some 20 CDs for that. But like I promised somebody yesterday, the person forgot. The person didn't come. So I pray that you also forget and you will not worry me. Yes. You know something? It will really... Look, I don't know how to put this. No wonder those who are seeing Jesus today, they always see him crying. They always see Jesus weeping. Let me say weeping. Weeping is when tears are coming without sound. that is weeping. Crying is when the person is wailing with sound. That's what my English teacher taught me. The English I speak is form five English. I mean, secondary school English, what I speak. You know something? Do you know why Jesus is weeping? The position he has placed us, we are not there. The life he has died for us to live, we are not living like that. The authority in which we should walk, we are not walking in that authority. We are still living like slaves. We are living like slaves in the way we think, the way we talk, and the way we are acting. There is no difference between us and the people of the world. Their complaint, we complain. Their cry, we are crying. Not that we don't feel the pain. No. But even in the pain, we should say, this pain is for my good. This pain, I am coming out victoriously. This pain is my testing. This pain is my decoration. This pain is my development. Look, do you know that? Do you know the spiritual sanitizer? Do you know that every attack, every battle, whatever the enemy brings to you, before it comes to you, it has been sanitized? 1 Corinthians 10:30. That is a Holy Ghost sanitizer. No, or scanner. It has been scanned. Those of you who travel, now it is not easy. One time I was going somewhere, and then we got to Turkey, transit Turkey, and then passing through the scanner, I don't know what, I think, then later they told me that the perfume I used, I didn't know that perfume too has some whatever. I go through, they say, go back and go through again. Go back, go through. All the rest were gone. Me, again, I was going back and I was imagining, what are they seeing in my stomach? What are they seeing in me? Have they seen that I've swallowed something? Or what? Later before you go, it is a perfume. It is. I say, wow, perfume too? I've never heard that before. Child of God, I don't know what you are going through. I don't know the mistake you made. I don't know the wrong choice. God saw it coming. Sometimes he wants you. When he wants you, like he won Adam, and you don't listen to him, he will allow it to happen. But you know, it will not kill you. He will allow it to be with you and use it as a training, a testing, a building of your life. And draw you closer. But anything you are going through which God didn't warn you has also gone through the scan. I'm telling you, God has weighed your faith. He has weighed your level and know that that thing cannot destroy you. But in that thing, he will reveal a dimension of himself to you. He will use that thing to build you, to elevate you to the next level. Then you allow it. He will allow it. He will allow it. Everything you are going through as a child of God has gone through the scanner. It has been scanned. So child of God, what are you to do? Stand, be still and know that I am the Lord. Stand firm. Be still and know that I am the Lord. When the Bible says be still and know that I am the Lord, we are not to behave like the Israelites. It means stop murmuring, stop grumbling, and keep on praying. Keep on praying and listening to the Holy Spirit instruction and guidance. That's the meaning of Psalm 46 verse 10. Be still and know that I'm the Lord. It doesn't mean that go and stand still always. It doesn't mean that close your mouth. No. It means keep on praying, and especially those of you who can speak in tongues. Pray always in the spirit. The greater part of your prayer in the spirit. If you cannot pray in tongues, just pray in the language that you understand. You know, We have been made to succeed. Our DNA can never be stopped by any system. Somebody should write this for me. Our DNA can never be stopped by any system. Our DNA, child of God, covenant child of God, seed of Abraham, the product of the finished work of Christ, your DNA, the DNA you carry, the DNA you carry can never be stopped by any system. Somebody should write it. Your DNA can never be stopped by any system. Never. No power can stop. Look, we stop ourselves. We stopped ourselves. I'm telling you, we stopped ourselves. We stopped ourselves because naturally, spiritually, the moment we got born again, our DNA has changed. We are carrying supernatural DNA. And that DNA can never be stopped by any system. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Galatians 3, 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on the cross. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Look, the Spirit you carry, God Himself, can never be stopped. Your DNA can never be stopped by any system. Get this. If you don't get anything today, your DNA can never be stopped. Colossians 1:13. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness? That's the system of the serpent and the beast, and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. Your DNA can never be stopped. Amen. I say your DNA can never be stopped. Amen. Don't become a victim to the system. Rather a victor, because you have been predestined. You have been predestined. Yes. You have been predestined. You have been predestined to be a winner. You are a predestined winner. You are a predestined conqueror. Anytime you lose to Satan, you lose painfully and shamefully and willingly. Satan himself is surprised when we lose to him, because he knows he's only putting up a face. You know, I said this. Look. Satan used our own background to fight us. I'm telling you, those days I used to say, you see, my father is because of my father this, my father that. If my father has done this, you know, when you are talking like that, you are giving him the key into your foundation. You are reviving your foundation. One day I went to office and my senior pastor started shouting at me, "You, I will sack you. Dela, I will sack you. I will sack you." My father has been sacked 28 from 28 printing presses. He knows the work so much. Anytime they buy machines, he will go and operate. The moment they finish paying the loan, the owner buys a car, builds a house. He says, "Chassis." They start playing tricks with him. "Now your pay is too much. We can't pay you this, so, so, and so." Then the owner will start. Meanwhile, my father will be training people. Immediately, those people know the work. Then you just, "Chassis, in fact, your pay now, we can't increase. We can't. Then you see, my father too get angry and leave. You see, that foundation was still working against me. My senior pastor said, I'll sack you, I'll sack you. I said, what? He said, leave here. I said, I'll sack you. Hey! I left and went to Achimota Forest. I said, Papa, please, I want to go and pray. He said, go and pray, but I'll sack you. I went and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. When I, immediately I left on my way, then the Holy Spirit said, your father's foundation. You see, you're always talking, my father, if my father has done this, if my father has done this, I wouldn't be suffering like this. The family would not be like this, if this. So you see, when I went and prayed, the next day, I remember it was a Tuesday. The next day, Wednesday, we went, anytime we go to office, the office staff, we do a devotion those days. After devotion, I told Nana Dekai, she's now in U.S. She was a secretary. I said, I want to see senior pastor. Say, hey, yesterday, what did you do? This man was shouting at you. I said, I don't know. That's what I want to see. Say, you want to see me? I said, yes. So he went to the senior pastor. Pastor Dela want to see you. So, oh, let him come. He said, Dela, sit down. Yes. So, oh, Papa, please, I want to know why you want to sack me. Yesterday, you said you want to sack me. Say, me? What do you mean? Did you dream or say, oh, yesterday, after devotion, yeah, you said you will sack me? Say, no, 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 no. When did I say I will sack you? When did I say I will sack you? Look, you don't know. Your boss, your husband, your wife. Look, that's why we should be patient. Spirits use people and they themselves are not aware. They enter your foundation and use people against you. And you yourself, you are not aware. They themselves, they are not aware. That is why we should just be patient with people and with one another and even with ourselves. Because the DNA we carry is a supernatural DNA. Look, the DNA you carry cannot be stopped by Ghana economy. It cannot be stopped by world economy. It cannot be stopped by the beast. The DNA you carry survives, prevails, succeeds everywhere. Everywhere. Read the Bible. Abraham was successful everywhere. Isaac was successful everywhere. Jacob was successful everywhere. Joseph was successful everywhere. Israel was successful everywhere. Look, Israel, they don't believe in our Jesus. Let an Israeli come here and fix a shop, even to sell provision. In your neighborhood there, an Israeli, very soon, he will become the richest person in that neighborhood. He will become the richest person because of their DNA, because of the covenant. We have the covenant that is overshadowing us and following us. We want to declare right now. This is also the lady pastor was saying about how we should talk. And in fact, God spoke to me again this night. I wrote it down. Look, your miracle is inside you. I'm telling you. Every healing, whatever, is already inside you. Do you know that you are now a kingdom? You yourself, you are now a clearance. When Jesus said it is finished, he declared our clearance. Clearance for you to be whatever you want to be. Precious son and daughter of God. Everything you want to be is already inside you. So as God said, let there be light. This is how you speak. You speak what you want to be and what you want to see. You think, you begin to imagine your deliverance, your healing, your this. You live it, you demonstrate it. Look, I demonstrate what God has shown me. I demonstrate it. That's why I give. I don't give because I have. Because God has shown me many things. And I begin to demonstrate it so that it will become real. You begin to talk it so that it will become real. You begin to think it so that it will become real. the lady pastor was using, talking about a friend at Kaneshi, a woman, a Methodist woman she used to buy some things from, who fixed her things in front of a shop, somebody's studio, a relative who gave her the front, put things there. What? Every day, everything finishes. Anything she sends there, anything she puts on the table, whatever the quantity, she never takes one back home. And so one time, the lady pastor went to buy, and it was almost finished. And he said, woman, in fact, she passed there to go somewhere, to go to, I think, Kolebu or somewhere to come back. And the table was, by the time she came, it was almost, and then she was, oh, woman, hey, say, Anka Samaban, Tema, Anka, say, hey, medium, me, Methodist, me, but me, yes, she, me, yes, she, me, yes, she, me, Methodist, me, Nansusu, me, yes, she, and I just 12 o'clock, me, sorry, bompai, me, declare, what, me, Niamanusu, hey, this morning the tree is coming, me, declare, what, me, Niamanusu, I pray over my things. Me, I am a Methodist, but I am a hot Methodist. Every night, 12 midnight, I wake up and I make declaration that today, everything I'm sending to the market, nothing will come back home. Nothing will come back home. Nothing will come back home. Hey! So you see, the power is in your mouth. The power of the Holy Ghost is inside you. He is the creator. When God said, let there be light, who created it? It's the Holy Spirit. That creator is in you. And yet, look at us. Look at us. MPP, NDC, CPP, Nanao, JM. So that is our language. That is our language. I'm not saying that we should not be members of the party. Be a member of the party whose ideology goes with you. But the truth is that you are a supernatural being. You carry a different DNA. You have been given clearance. We have been given clearance. Mrs. Bala, we are enjoying the tree. Thank you. Thank you. Beloved, these words should provoke you throughout the day. In your car, speak the things that you want to see. Think the things that you want to see. Act the way you want to see. Think, talk, think, speak into situations. Tomorrow crossover, we are going to do some things. And on Sunday, we are going to do some things. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Father, I thank you.
Father, I thank you.
That at the cross, Jesus gave me clearance.
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 Jesus gave me
at the cross.
At the cross.
Jesus gave me clearance.
Jesus gave me clearance.
He gave me clearance.
He gave me clearance
against the system.
Against the system.
Over the system.
Over the system.
Jesus gave me clearance.
Jesus gave me clearance
over the system.
Over the system.
Over the system.
Over the system.
Of the serpent.
Of the serpent.
Over the system.
Over the system.
Of the beast.
Of the beast.
Over the system.
Over the system.
Of the serpent,
of the serpent,
over the system,
over the
of the beast,
of the
over
beast,
the system,
over the system,
of the serpent,
of the serpent,
over the system,
over the
of the beast,
of the beast.
Jesus gave me clearance.
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 Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I also declare.
I also declare.
My DNA.
My DNA.
is different.
Is different.
I carry a different DNA.
I carry a different
I
DNA.
Carry a supernatural
I carry
DNA.
A supernatural
I carry
DNA.
A supernatural
I
DNA.
I carry a supernatural DNA.
My DNA.
My DNA.
In Christ.
In Christ.
Can never be stopped.
Can never be stopped.
By any system.
By any system.
Can never be frustrated.
Can never be frustrated.
By any system.
By any
can
system.
Never be killed.
Can never be
by
killed.
Any system.
By any
it can
system.
Never, never.
It can
it
never,
can never, never.
It can
it
never,
can never,
never. Never. Yes, so Lord.
My DNA.
My DNA
can never be stopped.
Can never
my
be stopped.
DNA.
My DNA
can never be frustrated.
Can never be frustrated.
My DNA
can never be frustrated.
Can never be frustrated.
Can never be stopped.
Can never be frustrated.
Can never be stopped.
Can never be frustrated.
Can never be frustrated.
By any system.
By any system.
By any system.
By any system.
By any
power.
By the power of the system.
By
the spirit of the system.
You
cannot stop my DNA.
You cannot stop my DNA.
You cannot stop my DNA.
You cannot stop my DNA. You cannot stop
because of my DNA.
Because of my DNA.
You cannot stop my dream.
You cannot stop my dream.
You cannot stop my expectation.
You cannot stop my expectation.
You cannot stop my dream.
You cannot stop my dream.
You cannot stop my destiny.
You cannot stop my expectation.
You cannot stop my star.
You cannot stop
from
my
shining.
You cannot stop
because
my destiny.
DNA.
Yes, Lord.
Because of my DNA. Because of my DNA. Because of my supernatural DNA. The one I carry within me. As a child of God. Can never be stopped.
It 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 can never be stopped.
By any system.
Wherever I am.
Wherever I am.
The DNA I carry.
The DNA I carry.
Succeeds everywhere.
Succeeds everywhere.
Succeeds everywhere.
Succeeds everywhere.
Prospers everywhere.
Prospers everywhere.
Prospers everywhere.
Prospers everywhere.
Wins everywhere.
Wins everywhere.
Conquers everywhere.
My DNA.
Wins everywhere.
Succeeds everywhere.
Prospers everywhere. Sakatakataka barakataka ba italebe sheketeke baya. Le papa rakata. Say the DNA I carry
has made me the head.
It has made me the head.
In this nation,
over
yes,
the
over the systems,
it has,
it has made,
me the head.
Made me the head.
Over every
over
system,
every system,
the DNA I carry has made me the head.
Made me
over
the
every
head.
System,
over every
over
system,
every system,
over every system,
every system,
over every
in this
system,
nation,
in this nation,
in this city,
in this city,
in this country,
in this,
in
country,
this town,
in this town,
in this village,
in this,
in this
village,
region,
yes, in this
my
village,
DNA
in this
has
region,
made me the head.
My DNA has made me the head.
It has made me the head.
It has made
it
the
has
head.
Made me the
it
head.
It has made me
over
the head.
Every system.
Over 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 every system.
In this office.
Yes, in this
in
office.
In this department.
In this department.
In this office.
In this,
in this
office.
Department.
In this,
in this
department.
Office.
In this
department.
In this department.
In this office.
In this department.
In this office.
In this
department.
In this department.
In Jesus' mighty name. Before we pray the next prayer, the Holy Spirit just reminded me of this. Those days, at the custom head office, I had a senior that I used to visit because he was one of the bosses there. And there was this man. Look, he was, I don't know how to call them. He doesn't wear casual dress, customs, by a worker there. I don't know how they call them, those workers. He doesn't wear the custom attire, but it's like he works. I don't know what his position is. Oh, you can see that he has not gone to, but he can walk to the boss's office. He can, and look, you can see that, you can see that everybody respects him. Everybody, and my boss will say, he said, this guy, I don't know what he carries. So I don't know what he carries. Anything he asks anybody, he gets it. Anything, he gets it. Anything, he gets it. He can just walk into the boss's office and you say something, the boss will just be laughing. You see, that is who you are. We call it aura. 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 A-U-R-A. That's the aura of your DNA. That's the aura of your DNA. The aura of what you carry. Say now, in the name,
name
of Jesus
Christ. Jesus
Christ. Let the system.
Let the system.
I command the system.
I command the system.
To manifest,
to manifest
my clearance,
Let
the system, in this nation,
in this city,
in this village, in this town, in this neighborhood,
In
this office,
in
this department,
in
this office,
department,
manifest my clearance,
manifest my clearance,
obey my clearance, in this office, in this neighborhood, manifest, my clearance, manifest my clearance, manifest my clearance. Let the system give way now. Let the system clear every obstacle. Let the system give way now. Let the system give way now. Manifest my clearance. My spiritual clearance. My supernatural clearance.
My
economic clearance. I've been cleared to multiply and increase. And replenish,
and subdue and walk in dominion.
Yes.
in this establishment.
I have been cleared. When Jesus said,
it is finished.
In John 19:30, that was a clearance statement. Say, you devil, you serpent, you dragon, you beast, you heard it, you powers and principalities, You heard it.
You heard, you heard it.
Today, I invoke it.
I invoke it.
What you heard, I am invoking.
What you heard, I am invoking.
What you heard,
I am invoking.
What you heard,
I am invoking.
What you heard,
I am invoking.
What you heard,
I invoke. Yes, Lord.
I invoke it.
Yes, Lord.
What you heard about me,
I invoke it. The finished work of Christ. Yes, Lord. Against the serpent system.
Against the nation operating in this nation, where our people are coming from and living. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
You know something? The research that Professor Rema gave me to do, Gladys, this has never occurred to me. Read from Genesis to Revelation, but specifically the New Testament. The four gospels, everything Jesus said. Somebody need to write. Everything Jesus said, everything Paul wrote. Is there anybody who said, the Bible say, I am this? From Genesis. Did you ever hear Adam say, I am fruitful, I am multiplying? Did you ever hear Abraham say, I am this? Did you ever hear any of the disciples say, what Jesus said, you are the light, you are the salt, you are so. Did you ever hear any of them say, I am this? What Paul wrote, did you hear anybody? God said, that's where we fail. We are to say, I am. I am. Say, that's why my people fail. He said, I should go and make research. Who said, I am? It was only when David was going to face Goliath that he said, I come to you in the name of the Lord Almighty, God Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Okay. Let's begin to say, I am. Professor Rema was telling me, he said, look, everything written, you child of God, you should start invoking by saying, I am. Don't even say the Bible says this. Say, I am. Just say, I am this. But you are quoting the scripture. I am so, so, and so. This one talks about me. Beloved, God willing, we shall continue.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.